Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kaselge with another interview for you. And once again, it's a little bit different. It's kind of talking about one of the 2011 trends that I'm seeing. It's a decrease in one-on-one personal training and an increase in boot camps. Fitness professionals doing boot camps, personal trainers doing more boot camps, and you know, people that are have a boot camp and it's kind of going okay and want to take it to the next level. And I wanted to do an interview with the boot camp owner and get her, insight on, how to start a successful and not a failing boot camp business. So I've got Shauna on the call, and I'll get Shauna to introduce herself.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on your call and introducing me to your listeners and readers. I run Calgary Northwest Fit Body Boot Camp in Calgary, and this is my fourth year of boot camp. I was a school teacher actually for 20 years, and I had a private studio for about 5 years prior. And yeah, I totally jumped on the bandwagon for boot camp because it's something that totally resonated with me and my style of training. So I've been enjoying teaching boot camp and running a really successful boot camp business for a couple years now. I got introduced to boot camp when I went to, it's called the Fitness Business Summit, and it's run by Bedros Koulian. I've had a lot of years with fitness training, but not so much in terms of fitness business training. So I went to that summit and got introduced to a boot camp concept, and came home directly and started up a boot camp with him within a month. During the last couple of years, I've sort of morphed into a Fit Body boot camp because I found that program to, I resonated with it more, and I find I get a ton more support with that model. It really works for me. So, that's kind of who I am and what I've been about. Tell you a couple other things. I'm 47. I'm ultra fit, and I've really take a lot of pride and in my fitness. And my boot camp is for women. That a lot of women were like, "What can we do when we're on holidays? My kids are sick. What can I do?" So I ended up writing a online program as well, and so it's called Female Fat Loss Over 40, and it's really well received and successful, so that those people that can't get to my boot camp or need some support when they're at home or on holidays, or I have a lot of remote clients actually that will never get to my boot camp because they're in Texas. So I have an online presence as well to support those people that aren't able to train with me personally.
Awesome.
So I am.
Awesome. Really cool. I never knew you were a school teacher for 20 years.
I was, yes. it's really served me well in terms of working with large groups. You know, I've never been shy in front of a group because I was always in front of a group, but it's so nice when you're in front of willing participants. Getting in with adults, it's like, wow, I'd rather take 60 of those than 30 unwilling. Junior high kids are great. I love junior high. I love elementary. Mostly elementary is what I taught.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, look, really interesting story. So you went to the Fitness Business Summit, and 1 month later, you just started your own boot camp. Now, I mean, what were some of the things that you did in order to make sure, right off the bat, that your boot camp was successful and didn't fail?
Well, I was, I had a fairly large client base just from my one-on-one and small group training studio. So that enabled me to, start off with a bang. So my first camp, I had 30 people in it. The other thing that was really fortuitous for me is that I went to the Calgary Herald, which is the main, one of the biggest newspapers in Calgary. And there's a business section called, New to Business or Open for Business. And so it was a free ad, that it just highlights weekly, a couple businesses. And so I got a lot of press and a lot of clients just from that. So that's something that people should research is there's a lot of free opportunities through press releases or even through main papers. It didn't cost me a dime, and that really helped me to fill up my boot camp as well. So I just started with one location and one time slot. Now I'm running two locations and four time slots. Just to start off small, and then as your camps fill, don't start the second time slot or second location until, you've got a client base.
Okay, that's a good point. Okay. And looking at when you started your boot camp business, what were some of the mistakes that you made that, you would incur, you would kind of provide insight to others so they don't make them?
When I look back, I'm actually surprised I didn't make more mistakes. I really think I was blessed and had some luck in getting started. One mistake I made is that 1-9-30 camp. I started my first camp in April, in May, and I was outside for May. I added a second camp by July, and a third camp by August, which was all fine. I had a great client base for each because I surveyed and I made sure that there was enough interest. So my my third camp, all my camps had over 15 or 20 people in them. And I'll tell everybody that the best time slot, and get over this, you're going to set your alarm, is 5:30 in the morning. Most popular time slot, and it's surprising to hear that for a lot of, and sometimes boot camp trainers do not want to hear that because I get up at 4:30 pretty much every day. But anyway, my big mistake was I thought, okay, 9:30, I couldn't get an indoor location or an outdoor location with an indoor option. My other camps, I was at a community center that we were outside unless it was inclement. I couldn't get that rental. So I thought, okay, I'm going to wing it. We're going to go outside. And, we ran the camp rain or shine, but I know some boot camps do that. It is not well received, especially if you're working with women, especially the demographic, 30s to 40s. Maybe in the 20s, women are a mixed crowd is more willing to slog through mud and rain. But an older demographic, 30s and 40s, they do not like rain. And I think it rained every single day that August. So I didn't lose those clients. We found shelter somewhere, like under the eave of a school. But you know what? I had to be so creative to keep things, keep the excitement and energy going when we were wet every single day. So I would really encourage people to get an indoor location or an indoor option. I know you're in Vancouver, Rick, and I know that, summertime can be great, but it can be really rainy, too. So don't count on the weather and try and, you can run your camp rain or shine, but people really appreciate when you have an indoor option.
Awesome. And so you started your boot camp. You start your boot camp. What are some tips that you can give people in order to kind of increase the number of boot campers that they have?
Yeah. You know what? You really just want warm bodies. So work for free at first. So bring a friend to camp day. Have special days where, do it as a charity drive. Today we're bringing food for the food bank. Bring an item for the food bank. You train for free. Anything to get warm bodies in your camp, because if you're worth your salt, everybody's going to, it's like, oh, I love this. And so then they're going to become paying clients for you. I didn't do this, but I know a lot of owners have done this, is like a 14-day fat flush. I've recently done it because I needed to fill up one time slot for my camp. So I did it in the fall, and I added 45 warm bodies to camp. Is the 14-day fat flush, and you can find that on the ptpower.com, Bedros Kulian's blog, and it's just brilliantly laid out, and so something like that where, you're going to work for free at first, and that's okay to create some excitement. I know Bedros says it like this: nobody wants to go to a restaurant that's empty. Everybody wants to go to a restaurant that's busy and hopping. That's the same as boot camp. Even if they're not paying, get some energy and some fun and enthusiasm, and soon they will become paying clients.
Okay. And looking at yourself, how was having a system and a network and coaches to lean on helpful in building your business, your boot camp, a successful boot camp business?
You know, it is invaluable. I started off with a different boot camp kind of organization, and what people are going to find when they start a boot camp is you really feel like an island, because you're not going to be collaborating with the boot camp, you know, in the park next door. But what I found is that when I was starting, I had made a lot of friends from the Fitness Business Summit who were, you know, in Tucson and in Texas, and, you know, so I didn't feel like an island. I could call them and email them and, you know, get support from them, and we're not competing with each other, so we're all sharing the same ideas. That's what I love about Fit Body Boot Camp, is that there's a main site, there's, you know, right now, because I have a lot of boot camp experience, I'm contributing content for Fit Body, but if I were starting out, I know that that organization, for example, their goal is, you know, just to not, you know, they want to support you so that there's no way you can fall between the cracks. So they've thought about all kinds of systems to keep you supported in terms of building workouts and, you know, how do I bill and how do I approach a facility and how do I get lead boxes out. You know, like, they've thought about a lot of systems. So if I were, I wish there was Fit Body when I started out, because I think I would have gained much more success faster. As it turned out, it came, but a lot of it was from the School of Hard Knocks. Like, oh, well, that promo didn't work as well as I would have liked. But anyway, I really feel like you need the support from wherever so that you don't feel like an island. And then you get challenged, like, oh, so-and-so is doing this. What a great idea. I'm going to do that. Keeps you fresh with ideas.
Awesome. And so that having access to the systems is super helpful, because like Bedros and Steve have seen it all and tried it all when it comes to like you said, approaching a facility, approaching businesses. You know, it's invaluable to kind of have an ear or be able to contact Steve and Bedros and have, you know, your issue dealt with, right? I mean, they're you can access them by email, by phone.
Yeah, and I know that as FitBody grows, they're developing coaches, and like now I'm the mentor for FitBody Bootcamp in Canada, so I'm going to be able to, people will access me. There's 10 other coaches across the United States, you know, in geographically, you know, different spots, so that, you know, people can come to my bootcamp and observe, how am I teaching, what am I doing, and that's all across the country, and you know, in the States as well, so that they're, you know, the Fit Body Bootcamp goal is just to offer so much support that the only way you can succeed is to just drop the ball yourself. You know, you don't have to think up stuff. There'll be scripts for taking lead boxes out, or, you know, how to get a human billboard, or, you know, all these sorts of things, so that your camp is hopping by the first month, and you're not, you know, you're not going in the hole trying to build up clients, and, you know, you're $10,000 or $20,000 in the hole getting a business going. You're going to be profiting that first month.
Awesome. So that's kind of neat. I didn't know that they were setting up, you know, regional coaches. That is very cool. But still, I mean, you can still contact Steve and Bedros to kind of definitely help you out. And I really like how you mentioned the power of the group, that, you know, you're not going to be able to, you're not going to kind of network and help, you know, the boot camp that's next to you, and they're probably not going to help you. But when you guys meet up, or in your forum, or on your little groups that you end up setting up, you guys can kind of exchange ideas and bounce ideas off each other and get help, right?
Yes, yeah. And that's, I mean, I think that's the biggest power of being part of an organization like that, is that you have access to the most successful owners. And do you really think that, you know, another successful owner is going to share their trade secrets? But when we're all kind of part of a family, you know, like, I'm a proud Fit Body Bootcamp owner, and so when I, you know, my success is really the Fit Body Bootcamp success, so anyone else in Fit Body Bootcamp is like, hey, let's try this. And so I share, you know, if they do something that I've done, I feel like I'm succeeding as well. So it's really a cool organization. I highly recommend some sort of support system. Like, otherwise, you really feel like an island.
Awesome. So thank you very much, Shauna. Now, where can people get a little bit more information about, you know, yourself?
Okay, well, my actual boot camp site is CalgaryNWFitBodyBootCamp.com, and I have my product, FemaleFatLossOver40.com, and also my blog, FemaleFatLossOver40.com/blog. I provide a ton of content for, you know, women in their 30s and 40s, which include workouts and nutrition and how to deal with stress, and I have a lot of traffic to that blog. Because I'm in that demographic myself, you know, it's near and dear to my heart to help women just like me. And so we have quite a great support community, you know, from all over, World Wide Web. It's very exciting that I am in contact with people from all over through that opportunity.
Awesome. So thank you very much, Shauna. And thank you very much, ExercisesForInjuries.com listeners. So this is Rick Kasselge with another interview for you with Shauna on how to start a successful and not a failing bootcamp business. And if you are interested in the Fit Body Bootcamp, I keep calling it a system, but it's definitely a lot more than that. You end up having systems to help you out. You've got coaches to help you out. You've got a network that you can lean on. You can get more information there by going to fitbodybootcamp.com or myfitbodybootcamp.com. So thank you very much. This is Rick Kasselge from ExercisesForInjuries.com saying take care and bye-bye.